In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Christ is born. The angels sing, the shepherds ran, Mary pondered, and Simeon prophesied of a sword and rejection. To be the Christ is to be the man of sorrows. We cannot forget this. As beautiful as our nativity scenes are, they must give way to a cross. It's why he came. To preach Christ, then, is to preach the cross, and to preach the cross is to preach Christ, for salvation is finally accomplished and fulfilled there on that tree. So Simeon's a lover of the cross, for he sees the salvation is a Lamb of God who will take away the sins of the world, the light to enlighten the Gentiles. As he is lifted up on that holy hill, he sees that the glory of Israel is Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. Without the cross, our Christmas would have no lasting joy. We rejoice that God is man because we know what that God-man will do for us. He will win our salvation. So the cross brings even far greater joy to Christmas because God and man are reconciled by it. Yet many are offended by it as well, especially when it is preached during the days of Christmas. So Simeon is right when he said that Jesus will be a sign that is spoken against. Many don't want to hear about what he has come to do. So they want the joy of Christmas apart from the salvation he was sent to bring. But who do people say I am? Jesus asked. By God's grace, millions echo St. Peter's words, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." This is not revealed by man, but by the Father who is in heaven. So we give thanks to God that Christmas is celebrated not just here, but in countless places throughout the world and by countless men, women, and children. For God is man to reconcile man. We give thanks to God that we were able to celebrate that event once more. But then Jesus begins to explain what it means to be the Christ. He must suffer many things, be despised and rejected and finally killed, yet raised on the third day. Simeon saw all of that and rejoiced. St. Peter saw all of that, and he took Jesus aside and rebuked him. Sadly, many people follow Peter instead of Simeon. They go to church on Christmas or throughout the year, but as soon as Christ crucified is preached, they do not return. Remember, to preach Christ is to preach the cross because salvation is found there. So they want the birth apart from the death because that's happier in their mind. So sadly, they really do not know what it means to be the Christ. And Simeon's words are fulfilled. The thoughts of many hearts are revealed. The more Christ is preached, the more his cross is proclaimed, the more he becomes a stumbling block to others. Like Peter, sinful hearts misunderstand him. They do not want this kind of child who heads to a hill to die. So the cross exposes them. Everyone loves Christmas. But how you view that man on that cross reveals what kind of Christmas joy you actually have. The cross exposes you as well. It measures everything about you. And like St. Peter, we often want Christmas apart from the cross. Let's enjoy a new birth, new life, peace on earth, and a new year. The Lord knows all that we've been through this past year, so let's end it on a good note, and let's begin the next one on a happy note. We forget that the Lord has come to suffer and die for us. We cannot forget that nail spear will pierce him through. The cross he'll bear for me, for you. It must remain central. When we forget that Jesus came to die, then we forget what it means to be the Christ. And then it's very easy to think that Jesus has come for some other reason than to rescue me from sin, to save me from death, and to remove the curse forever. Perhaps he came to simply give me a better 2018. So the cross exposes you. It measures everything about you. It reveals your heart. If you dare, take a deep Look into your heart. What thoughts are there that are yet to be revealed? Fantasizing about having a different life next year? Fantasizing about being someone else? Lust for a coworker or a friend? What shameful things does your heart hide even from you? Are you really smarter? Do you really work harder? Do you really have more common sense? And so our constant problem is that sinful flesh. Whether it's Christmas or middle of June, our constant problem is our flesh and the sin that it so easily leads us into. So perhaps we don't want to hear of the cross around Christmas because we don't want to face the realities of our own heart during this happy time of year. But even as you look at that child in Bethlehem, the cross still accuses you. It stares you straight in the face from that manger. For this is how God deals with your sinful flesh. This is how God deals with your sins. He becomes a sacrifice for you. To be a sacrifice, he must have a body. So the Word became flesh so that he might take the sins of the world into his own flesh, so that he might take your sin into his flesh and offer it up on the tree of the cross. So Simeon's arms must give way to the arms of the blessed cross. And that child in those wooden arms will continue to be despised, rejected, and misunderstood. But that man in those wooden arms is also your life, your light, and your salvation. It has been accomplished in full by Christ and his atoning death for you. Nothing more needs to be done. You see how much joy Christmas has when we understand the cross of Christ. For this man did not simply come to walk among us. God did not simply come to be one of us, but to die in our place so that we might live and walk with him in heaven. How blessed is Simeon, for this was not revealed to him by any man, but by God the Father who is in heaven. And how blessed are you, for this is not revealed to you by any man, but by God the Father who is in heaven. So you see what Simeon saw, and you hold in your heart what Simeon held in his arms. And that is why you celebrated Holy Communion on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and yet again today. Do not overlook this tremendous gift God has given to you. For Bethlehem's baby, destined for Calvary's hill, is today cradled in the arms of bread and wine, so that he might give you the blessings of his birth, his life, and his death. To many, the Holy Supper doesn't fit in with Christmas. It's offensive, and so they speak against it. Really, they're offended by Christ, because Christ is that bread and wine. But like Simeon, you are lovers of his cross. And so you desire to receive the salvation that Christ came to bring in very concrete, tangible ways of bread and wine. You too see that salvation was won on the cross, and yet it is now given to you, not in the manger, but it is given to you in this bread and wine, so that all that Christ is, you also may be. It's the perfect Christmas dinner as we receive the Word made flesh. As you're delighted on Christmas to hear that a Savior was born for you who is Christ the Lord, so also delight to hear that once more. Never grow tired of who he is or why he came. Never grow bored with hearing about all that he has accomplished for you, for it is the very heart of your salvation. And as you came forward and fell down on your knees before his flesh, so also come forward once more. And then with Simeon, depart, singing a song of peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.